nations, inspiration through the workers' bloodshed front.
This is a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special. I'm Amy Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Ken, you know, Coca-Cola celebrated itself at its shareholders' meeting at Madison Square Garden recently. Charlie Rose was host of a virtual Academy Award of the company's global influences, peppered with surprise appearances by Wynton Marsalis, Donald Sutherland, John Bon Jovi, Cal Ripken Jr., and Muhammad Ali. My goodness. But outside the garden, there were major demonstrations of both AIDS activists and the Teamsters Union against Coca-Cola's mistreatment of workers in its various plants around the world, from Colombia and Guatemala to Zimbabwe and the Philippines, not to mention the USA.
While ACT-UP and the AIDS community were focused on the lack of coverage for African Coca-Cola workers for AIDS treatment, the Teamsters honed in on assassinations of Coca-Cola union leaders in Colombia and downsizing, contracting out, layoffs, and union busting in the rest of the world. Later we'll hear from Teamster President James Hoffa and Luis Javier Correa, President of the Union of Beverage and Food Workers of Colombia, at the Teamster demonstration. But first we'll hear from Mark Milano at the ACT-UP protest.
Coke announced last June at the UN Special Assembly on AIDS. They claimed that they were going to address AIDS in Africa by providing condoms and treatment for all their workers in Africa. The reality is they only will provide treatment if you are one of their 1,500 marketing or white-collar employees. If you are one of the 100,000 truckers and bottlers of Coke, you will not get treatment. So if you're a trucker, you get HIV, you'll die. And we feel that Coke has a responsibility to treat all their workers with HIV in Africa. Their white-collar employees are getting the best optimal health care possible. They get medical clinics, all the drugs necessary. We have worked really hard to lower the price of these drugs from $15,000 a year on patent to less than $300 a year generically. We're saying at that price, less than a dollar a day, Coke has a responsibility to treat its workers. Coke made over $600 million in profits in Africa last year alone. They can certainly afford to treat their workers with HIV. We have a large coalition going with labor, with church groups, student groups, drop the debt groups. We're all going to be working together. This is a kickoff to pressure Coke to address AIDS in a real way rather than in a PR way. There's this medical apartheid going on where the rich, white-collar, and often white workers get medical care, and the blue-collar workers in the factories, on the trucks, get nothing. That cannot continue. We're going to be out here all day, and we're going to be speaking on the floor inside as a proxy. We've been working together for weeks now to make sure that both our issues come to light. The terrible treatment of union organizers in Colombia just shows that Coke has a pattern of disrespect for its workers around the world. All these issues are really the same issue. It's valuing your workers, treating them with respect, providing them the benefits needed to keep them on the job for Coke.
At this point, if our brothers and sisters across the street who are representing the health group would care to join us, they're welcome to come and join our lines now. If you take a look at Madison Square Garden, President Hoffa and leaders of unions of Coca-Cola around the world are coming here to address you.
I just attended the Coca-Cola shareholders meeting where we introduced a code of conduct and we talked about the inadequacy of what Coca-Cola has done. We're talking about Teamsters that are being persecuted and prosecuted by Coca-Cola everywhere in the world. We have representatives here from Zimbabwe in Africa, from Guatemala, from the Philippines, from Colombia, where we had 8 workers killed, 1 killed in the plant. And another story I want to tell you is in Auburndale, Florida, where people are being pushed around as if we were back in the 30s. We're not going to let Coca-Cola, that just put on a show that must have cost $5 million. What about our rights? What about our people? They also talk about code of conduct and inner belief they talk about. And when I talk to them, I say, what about your inner belief about workers? The people that make the products, the people that deliver the products, the people that bottle the product, they're the ones that have been forgotten. How can you have a code of conduct that's not negotiated? It's their code of conduct. I want to show them our code of conduct. That's what we need. And whether you're in Africa or Guatemala, if you're part of our family, we fight for you. They can't abdicate responsibility. They say they go out and they basically sell or hire somebody to bottle their products, and they say, well, we don't know what's going on. That's not good enough. They are the ones behind the scenes. They control the formula. They control the name. They control every aspect of the company that works for them. And you're trying to tell me they can't control their labor relations? We know that's not true, and we demand they take control, or we'll take control. We're going to make sure that Coca-Cola wakes up. It's a global responsibility to all workers everywhere. If they're going to have globalization, we're going to have a global labor movement, because that's the only way we can fight. They think just because it's in Africa, they can abuse their people. Not anymore. If you're going to be global, then you have to abide by global standards. That's what the Teamsters stand for. That's what all unions stand for. We're going to make sure that we're going to meet with the chairman of the board, the CEO, and we're going to tell him, it's not good enough to make your own standard. You must negotiate that so we have our input. That's a meaningful code of conduct. We're out to fight for our Coca-Cola employees. They're being kicked around. They're being persecuted in the fact that they're being losing their jobs. And many of these people, like I said, in Colombia, 8 have been murdered. I talked to somebody that said there are 3 organizers in Guatemala in the last 3 months have been tortured and have disappeared, and they can't find them. It's part of these murder squads they have down there to take care of union people. We're going to show them where we stand. And the battle starts here today at the shareholders meeting. Let's send a message. Let's roar out here so they can hear us inside. Let's say, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. We'll give them a code of conduct that we can live with. Brothers and sisters, Javier Correa is the president of the workers for Coca-Cola in Colombia. He will now tell you about the terrorism that he is confronted with. Javier.
Salí un poco sorprendido.
I was a bit surprised.
De allí el evento de la Coca-Cola.
When I left the shareholders meeting in Coca-Cola.
La Coca-Cola ha dicho que es
Coca-Cola
mentira.
Has said that everything is a lie.
Como si el pueblo y nuestra organización no,
as if the people and our organization
no sintiera y no hubiese visto el asesinato en el
to the murder of our 7 comrades.
¿Cómo va a haber justicia si
how
la
can there
propia
be justice if the management of Coca-Cola itself
oculta la verdad?
Hides the truth.
Estos atropellos,
these violations
no pueden quedar en la impunidad.
Can't go unpunished.
Por eso seguimos luchando.
That's why we continue to struggle.
Pero duele de verdad que
but it's truly very painful
la Coca-Cola siga atropellando
to see that Coca-Cola continues to violate our rights
del mundo a los trabajadores.
In many parts of the world to many workers.
En memoria a nuestros compañeros asesinados,
in remembrance of our co-workers that have been murdered,
seguimos reivindicando sus ideas,
we continue to promote and fight for their struggle.
Y estamos seguros
and we're certain
que ese terror,
that
no
terror and the repression that they've imposed on us is not going to make us take one step back.
Porque contamos con la solidaridad de todos ustedes.
Because we know we can count on all of you and all of your support.
Eso nos hace fuerte.
That makes us strong.
Y nos levanta la moral para
and it helps us to push forward.
Que seguiremos luchando.
And we're going to continue to fight.
Así sigan asesinándonos en
Colombia. Doesn't matter how many more of us they kill.
No vamos a retroceder.
We're not going to stop.
Doy testimonio de que han sido asesinados 7 trabajadores.
I am witness to the murder of 7 Coca-Cola workers in Colombia.
Uno de nuestros compañeros
asesinado. One of our murdered co-workers was killed inside the bottling plant itself.
Más de 10 trabajadores encarcelados.
More than 10 workers have been jailed.
Hemos sido acusados y
we have been accused
Coca-Cola.
By Coca-Cola and sued and imprisoned by Coca-Cola.
Falsamente ha dicho que somos terroristas.
They have falsely alleged that we are terrorists,
guerrilleros,
that we are guerrillas,
calumniadoras,
that we are slanderers.
Pero entendemos que es la forma
but
de
we understand that that's their methods, that's what they use to try and destroy us.
De aterrorizar a los trabajadores
it's how they colombiano. Terrorize the workers and the Colombian people.
No es justo.
It's not fair
que una empresa
that a multinational company like Coca-Cola
a base de reprimir y sobreexplotar a los trabajadores en el mundo
through the repression and exploitation of its workers throughout the world
siga obteniendo jugosas ganancias
that it continues to make the incredible profits that it's making
mientras muchas familias y trabajadores nos debatimos
while
en el hambre y la
many
necesidad.
Of our workers and their families actually go hungry.
Esto es inhumano.
This is inhuman.
Y contra ello hay que luchar.
And we have to fight against that.
You've been listening to Luis Javier Correa from the Union of Coca-Cola Workers in Colombia, South America, Teamster Union President James Hopper, and Mike Milano from ACTA, all talking about the inhumane working conditions of Coca-Cola workers worldwide at protests outside the Coca-Cola shareholders meeting at Madison Square Garden.
This has been a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.